Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As Attorney General, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
At this week's Rural Economic Summit held on the campus of Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, Dr. Nathan Kaufman of the Omaha branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City talked a lot about soybeans. He understands that this part of the world is not particularly a large soybean production area. He says if soybean prices get pulled down because of trade and other issues, it'll definitely impact other crops that producers are raising.
Yeah, and the reason for that is because in a lot of places, soybeans will compete for acreage of other types of crops. And so you tend to see a pretty strong correlation in commodity prices. When the price of one major commodity changes, it's typically tied to prices of other major commodities. So if there are concerns or risks in the soybean market, and it's not necessarily relegated just to soybeans, but if there are concerns there, there are reasons to at least be monitoring the potential implications for other markets as well.
Soybeans, you said especially, we'll really know what's going on regarding trade, the Chinese especially here in the weeks to come as we have harvests roll through the countryside and we have a lot of soybeans available.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, soybean exports to China or to the world, in fact, looked pretty good in the second quarter and going into the third quarter. The last 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, though, soybean exports to China have dropped off sharply. We typically in the United States do export a lot of our crop to China, but to the world coming after harvest, which is where we're at right now. So I think that there will be a significant test for agriculture in the way of exports as we go forward for the next few weeks to see what the buying looks like in some of those major markets.
Nathan Kaufman of the Federal Reserve, Kansas City. Coming this afternoon is the next U.S. Department of Agriculture Cattle on Feed report. The pre-report guesses show that on feed numbers as of the 1st of October could be 6.4% above a year ago based on October 1st. Placements during the month of September could be just a fraction above that of a year ago, about 0.1%, and marketing's expecting to be about 3% under that of 1 year ago. Had one less day to market cattle this year compared to a year ago. USDA's numbers out 2 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. The next round of school land lease auctions starting on Monday, October 22nd in Burns Flat, then Tuesday in Enid, Wednesday in Lawton. Check our calendar at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and one of the big four in the Farm Bill Conference negotiations, Mike Conaway of Texas, says he is remaining determined to finish the Farm Bill this year. He says the negotiators are still working through issues with commodity and conservation programs, along with other titles of the bill, including, of course, nutrition. You've got farm news on Ron.
Over 60,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 91st Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Piper Merritt of Owosso is one of the National FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette, on Oklahoma Farm Report's website, and via social media, Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indianapolis the week of October 22nd is a service of ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.